You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
In 2003, the provincial government introduced amendments to the Employment Standards Act to allow children to start work at 12 years old. In the years since the law has changed, several studies have shown that the new law puts children at risk of harm and exploitation. Now, a new study shows that the number of children getting hurt on the job is climbing steeply, especially in the 12 to 14 age group. The study was written by Halicia Luke. She is a public education advocate and was an NDP candidate in the last provincial election. The study is going to be published shortly by First Call, Child and Youth Advocacy Coalition, and Halicia Luke joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Halicia.
Hello, Jane. Thank you.
So what actually changed when the amendments came in?
Effectively, the government reduced the work start age to 12. And when we say work start, we mean the age that people can work without government's consent. So prior to that, we had a permit system. If an employer wanted to hire an under 15-year-old or a 12 to 15-year-old, they had to get a permit from the government, which meant that an employment standards officer had to check out that work site to make sure it was appropriate and safe and that the tasks involved would be safe for the child.
And is there any kind of consent involved at all?
Not from the government, no. Now, any child 12 years can work with a consent of only one parent. And technically, the employer is supposed to have that letter on file. And there are some regulations around the time, the amount, number of hours. It's actually, in out-of-school times, it's a 35-hour work week. So it's very similar to an adult's work week.
Now, in the study, you have information about occupations and about injuries and about a whole bunch of different things. How did you get that information?
Well, it actually started as a follow-up. We wanted to see what had changed since the law changed in 2003. And our goal actually was to figure out how many children are working now, and has the law created an environment where more children are working. This is really hard to find because Stats Canada doesn't track the participation of under 15s in the workforce, and that's right across Canada. So we were really trying to find another way to come at it. So it occurred to us to go to WorkSafe BC because they are the insurer. They don't discriminate by age. All insurance claims go through them, to look at the ages of those claims. So we did an FOI request, a Freedom of Information request, last year, and then again in this year to get the 2008 data. And it really was quite startling, particularly, well, it's startling for 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, but particularly for our 12 to 14-year-olds, we're seeing just an enormous jump starting when the law changed, when it was implemented in 2004.
A jump in injuries.
A jump in injuries. So, again, these are accepted claims by WorkSafe BC. This is not a vague number. We're not guessing. This is the actual number of claims they have accepted. And it's increased tenfold since 2004.
So we've gone tenfold. So we've gone from what to what?
We've gone from 4 in 2004 to 42 in 2008. So those are accepted injury claims for 12 to 14-year-olds in the worksite.
And what kinds of injuries are we talking about?
Some of the most common injuries are cuts, they're burns, but we're seeing also chemical burns, fractures, bruising, some of the typical upper body injuries that we would see with young workers in the next age group up, which is the young worker category, 15 to 24-year-olds, who are also at a much greater risk of injury in the workplace.
And what kinds of workplaces are kids working in?
They're working in accommodation and food services, which is predictable in the service sector, but they're also working in the agriculture sector, the general construction industry, manufacturing. We're seeing some show up in retail. That's another area.
Wow. Were you surprised by the figures that you saw?
I was. I wasn't expecting to see such a dramatic change right then. I asked for the information over an 11-year period because we need to see what it looked like before the law changed. And what you see prior to 2003 is a real variation in the numbers. They go up and down, which is what is predictable sort of from a statistical perspective. So, but that line changes dramatically, and it just heads right up in starting in 2004, which is the year it was implemented, in all age groups. So our under 14s, our 15-year-olds, and 16-year-olds are getting injured much more frequently on the job. again, getting back to the goal of this, which was actually to try to estimate how many kids were actually working, we're trying to find out what the relationship is between the number of accepted injury claims and the number of kids working. In all other age groups, the number of injuries are directly proportional to the number of people working. Right, that makes sense. Right, the more people working, the more people get hurt. I think it's fair to assume that because we have the skyrocket in injuries, that we're also seeing quite an increase in the number of children being employed.
Well, now I wonder if some people might argue that then if it's just a proportional amount, then isn't that just a consequence of children being in the workforce and thus an acceptable risk?
From an insurance perspective, that might be an acceptable risk. From an advocacy perspective, we have to ask the question, do we want more children working? And I think that question has been asked and answered in the international community, and the result is the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. No, we don't want more children working, and we certainly don't want them working in areas where they're going to be injured, which is what we're seeing here. There's the moral argument, of course, which is protecting children from exploitation. There's also the economic argument, and I think that's a very pressing one for us right now in the times, the economic times that we're in. We know from other countries, the more children are working, the more adults are unemployed, and that doesn't make for a healthy economy, and that doesn't make for a society that protects children.
Do young workers in general get injured more, proportionally more, than older workers?
Significantly. And that's been very well documented by, every insurer across the country and Statistics Canada. So what we call the young worker category with the 15 to 24-year-olds, I think they're at something like it's double the rate of injury than workers who are older.
Wow.
So there's no reason to think that younger workers even still are at a less risk. Certainly we can assume, I think anecdotally, they're at a greater risk.
Now, the WorkSafe BC aims a lot of educational material at young people. Is that adequate?
WorkSafe BC has to deal with the legislative and regulatory framework that the government creates for them. And so they reduced risk within that framework. And certainly I commend them for their efforts for both. It's aimed both at children, but it's also aimed at their parents around worksite safety. But they do not have the authority to limit the tasks that kids are doing or the types of workplaces that they're in. So that's not a protection model. That's a risk management model, and those are different things.
And I guess the educational material is that's a big age group that they're working with there, 12. I mean, I don't know what their top number is for young people in their material, but 12 to mid-20s.
25, yeah.
That's a big age group to be aiming material at.
And that's the sort of shift that we've seen in all the material coming out of WorkSafe BC and also from the Ministry of Labour, is treating all employees between the ages of 12 and 25 the same way. Because they pose this greater risk, and we know that. What we need is a model that actually restricts the type of tasks that kids are doing at certain age groups, because we have to understand that there are profound developmental issues involved. So if we assume that a 25-year-old is not necessarily a good self-advocate in the workplace, we know that to be true, then we have to assume that a 13-year-old is less able.
Now, when BC brought in the legislation, I know that there was concern at the time that there would be a kind of a domino effect and that other jurisdictions across Canada would bring in these kinds of changes. And Alberta did bring down their work start age. But how does Alberta do it differently from BC?
Alberta did reduce its work start age to 12 as well, and this is a great concern to advocates from a federal national perspective. Particularly we have to report out on our progress towards the UN Convention. It's problematic on many levels. But even still, Alberta has higher standards than BC, which is often a surprise to people. If you go to the Alberta website, what you'll find is that within the 12 to 14-year-olds, they've said, yes, they can work, but they've also listed the occupations. And if those occupations aren't there, they simply can't work in them. And they are almost all retail service sector jobs. Again, poses a big risk, but they've gone one step further and said there's a bunch of tasks in those workplaces they can't do. They can't operate a deep fryer, power tools, meat slicers. There's a whole list of things people can't do. So even still, I would, and again, there's no jobs outside of those sectors. So we don't see construction on that list. You don't see resource sector jobs on that list. All the ones where people are at risk of getting not just injured, but seriously injured, are not on that list. So from a BC perspective, we are still at the bottom of the pile in terms of protecting children across Canada.
What do you think needs to be done?
The government needs to get back into the business of protecting children. They can do it from a rights perspective. It would bring us hopefully more in compliance. We're not in compliance with the UN Convention. We need to get back. The government needs to be the monitor. The government needs to ensure that the work children's first work experiences, which can be very positive, need to be the right ones. They need to be safe. The tasks need to be appropriate. The hours need to be monitored. BC right now, we don't even have any regulation around what time of day our 12 to 14, 15, 16-year-olds can work. Alberta also limits the times of day. They can't work between, I believe it's 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. So we need to do that. The government needs to bring in, that's one of the calls to action when this report comes out, that we will ask for, is immediate legislation in the next session that protects our children.
So you're not opposed to children working, period?
No. In fact, there's a great study from StatsCan that shows, particularly for our older kids, the grades 10, 11, and 12, first job experiences, provided that job is safe and appropriate, the hours are limited, actually improve self-esteem. They improve learning outcomes for those kids. What we're talking about here is through this legislation and this change, we've identified children as a pool of labor. And we've set them up to be exploited and injured, which is very, very different than an appropriate, work entry experience.
I understand that activists in other countries. I know that you had mentioned to me earlier that an activist from Guatemala had spoken about the effect of BC allowing this. Mm-hmm. What kind of messages are we getting from people?
Well,
in those countries?
That was very interesting. In 2004, there was a conference that I attended, and a child advocate from Guatemala approached me, and through an interpreter said, in Canada, you have to fight to keep your standards high because we don't have a case to make in Guatemala. And they have a terrible problem in Guatemala of children working and very high adult unemployment, exactly the opposite of what it should be. And she said, we have no case to make with our policymakers if you don't keep your standards high. So that was very, very interesting to me because it brought that global perspective to what we're doing. We have a responsibility to our own children, but we have a responsibility as global citizens as well.
When's the report coming out?
Oh, about 2 weeks. It's interesting, when the story kind of got out a bit ahead of me, and it generated a lot of calls, yours being one of them, and people bringing new information to the table. So it becomes more challenging every day kind of to wrap it up.
Great. Okay, well, so we'll look for that coming out through First Call.
Through First Call.
In a couple of weeks.
That's right.
Okay, thank you very much, Halicia, for coming in.
Thank you, Jane.
I've been speaking with Halicia Luke. She's the author of a new study on the growing rates of injury among children who work, and you can find that study. It's going to be published by First Call, Child and Youth Advocacy Coalition.